Okay, let's go ahead and get started. We'll pray. Okay. Father Yah, we just first of all glorify you. We thank you for just your presence. Right now we seek wisdom and understanding on tonight, and we thank you in advance for it. We just praise you for all the things that you do in our lives, and we declare that everything that we understand, we will put it into action, and we just bless you for that. In the name of Yehoshua, we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Okay. What I want to do tonight is, you know, as I mentioned, you know, we often say this, what we try our best to do here, you know, whether I'm teaching the elder or, you know, or anyone else, what we try our best to do is to teach you the scriptures, precept upon precept, line upon line. And what we mean by that is we want to teach you exactly what the scriptures say. And from that perspective, there is no private interpretation of the scriptures, but the scriptures are inspired by Yah. It means, and what that means is that the word inspires is that he breathed on mankind. That is the spirit. The spirit is the breath of Yah, is the wind. And he breathed on mankind, according to the scriptures, the prophets and things like that, the apostles and things of the scripture. And from that, they spoke as they were inspired by the Spirit of Yah. And so because of that, there is no private interpretation. In other words, neither one of us can actually look at the scriptures and say, this is what I believe is saying. When we do that, we are in error, but we're supposed to study to show ourselves approved on the rightly dividing the word of truth. And the only way to do that is by allowing the scriptures to interpret itself. Well, from that perspective, it allows us to look at history as far as the scriptures are concerned. We can look at things that the scripture reveals as far as what's happening now. And then there are things that the scriptures reveal as far as the future is concerned. And that's what I love about the Bible, you know, scriptures. What I love about the Bible, the scriptures, is that it is the only book that is able to do that. But the problem is like I said, most of the time we are looking at it from a personal interpretation instead of really studying to understand what Yah is saying to us. And as a result of it, you get all these things that take, you know, that's taking place, you know, as far as churches are concerned, ministries are concerned, preaching is concerned. It is so much different than what Yah intended for it to be. And because of that, it's just so many things out there that is just not the truth. It's just not the truth. And so from that perspective, we want to make sure that we constantly teach what the scripture says, precept upon precept. Precept upon precept is command. Upon precept is command. So command upon precept. Then it says line upon line. Line upon line means a chord. It connects. And so command must be up on command, connecting to command. Here a little, there a little. In other words, Yah reveals or gives us understanding of the scripture based upon us learning his command, then connecting it to another command, and continue on with the connection of those commands to the point to where we have a full understanding of what he is saying instead of what our interpretation of the scriptures are. And when we do that, we'll see things as they are and not walk in deception. And so the subject matter I want to deal with tonight is, and we've discussed this before, but I just kind of want to look at it a little bit more on tonight. I want to talk about leadership, but from a perspective of, so I just give it a title. Leadership is the sign of the state of a nation. Leadership is the sign of the state of a nation. In other words, the scripture reveals to us the state of a nation based upon its leaders. And then when you look at an example, he just leads me here. This is why he says this in Jeremiah. I'm just trying to see which verse. Jeremiah 3, verse 15. As he's talking to the nation of Israel, and he's using our nation in order to give us an understanding of who we are and how we are in reference to him. And he was letting our nation know through Jeremiah that we were married to him. And he was saying, because you're married to me, under normal circumstance, when a man put away his wife, then according to the law, he's forbidden to go back to that woman. But then what he says is, but because of who you are to me, as my wife, I want you to come back to me. He's talking to us as a people. And so from that mindset, when you look at what he's saying to our nation in Jeremiah 3, he said, okay, now when you return, O backsliding children, as you see in verse 14, he says, turn, O backsliding children, saith Yah, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you into Zion. We as a people are going back to Zion. You know what Zion is? What is Zion? The homeland, Jerusalem. We're the people of the book. So he's letting us know that through our disobedience as a nation, one of the signs of that is he always, so to speak, divorced us as a nation and scattered us from our homeland. That's the sign of the true Jew. The true Jew throughout history, from when you look at us throughout history, you always see that we as a people are associated with slavery or enslavement. And the reason why is because the root cause was every time we stopped obeying the laws, statutes, and judgments of Yah, he would then divorce us, per se, as he's saying in Jeremiah 3. And from that divorcement, he would say, okay, you're taking over. You have to read chapter 1, 2, and 3. He said, okay, you're taking on and you're having these relationships with these other nations and you're cheating on me. That's what he's saying. He says, so because you're doing these things and taking on their customs, worshiping wood and stone, the Christmas tree and the Easter bunny and all these different things, he said, because you take on their custom, then I'm going to now turn my back and divorce you as a people. But at the same time, I want you to understand that my love for you is such a high degree that I'm always looking for the opportunity to get back together. So that's what he's saying to our nation. So in verse 14, he says, turn, O backsliding children, saith Yah, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family and bring you to Zion. We're scattered all over the world through slavery. And Yah is going to gather us from all over the world and put us back in our homeland. That is the true rapture. It's not called the rapture in the Bible. It's called the gathering. That's what it really is. But because Christianity has interpreted the scripture according to their personal perspective or interpretation, they now have come up with the doctrine of people being raptured and taken to heaven. Something you cannot find in the scriptures anywhere. Okay? Then he says, verse 15, and I will give you pastors according to mine heart. What is the heart? Mind, mental disposition. So he said, I'm going to give you pastors that have my mind. In other words, pastors who are able to teach you the scripture according to my mindset. Okay? I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Well, we know that knowledge and understanding comes from the mind. So Yah said, I'm going to give you pastors who now have been transformed into having the same mind as said as mine, and they're going to teach you to have that same mindset. Okay? That will feed you according to knowledge and understanding. So as we're dealing with these things here, Yah is pointing out the processes by which he do things. And so he said, Now, remember the title now. We'll look at the title again. The title is Leadership is a Sign of the State of a Nation. So when a nation now, looking at ours, Jeremiah 3, when a nation's leaders backslide, then it is as a reflection of the people itself. And so you're looking at the state of a nation based upon what's going on in the mindsets of that leader and that nation. And because of that, there are certain things that take place. Now, you can look at this historically, Jeremiah 3. This is history. It's all there. We can look at history and understand how Yah works throughout history, how he works now, and how he's going to work in the future. He said, if you want to know the state of a country, look at his leader. If you want to know how bad things are, look at the leadership. And when you look at these pass-through years, I'm saying pass-through years, but it could be even longer than that. We're looking at the decay of this country and the leadership that are being put in the forefront is the sign of that decay. Okay, now we'll look at examples of this just to show you what I mean. So I'll say this again. Leadership is a sign of the state of a nation. In other words, the actions of leaders reveal the particular condition of a country. What the leaders do, that's the condition of the country itself. Now, we'll look at 2 Kings chapter 13. 2 Kings chapter 13 as an example of this here. We'll just start at verse 1. I'm not going to read all of this. I just want to give you just a picture of what Yah is saying to us on the night. It says, in the 23rd year of Joash, the son of Ahaziah, king of Judah, Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, began to reign over Israel in Samaria. So, and reigned 17 years. So we're looking at Judah here, which is two of our tribes. You have Benjamin and Judah who were together. There were some other tribe members who mingled with them, but the two main tribes were Benjamin and Judah that stayed with King David. And when you have Israel, you have the other 10, because there are 12 tribes of us where you see all of us as, so to speak, African-Americans. You have your Jamaicans, you have, different nationalities of people all over the world. We're the same family. We come from these 12 sons. There are 12 sons that make up the 12 tribes of Israel, and we are descendants of those people. And we're scattered all over, just like the scripture said that we would be. Some of us are among the tribe of Judah and Benjamin, and others are of the 10 other tribe, Simeon, Issachar, and Dan. It's a lot of them, I don't want to name all of them, but it's 10 more We can go there, but I'm just not going to do it for the sake of the time. And so when you look at Israel and Samaria is representing those 10 tribes. Well, Judah is representing the two. And so it says in verse 2, and he did that which was evil in the sight of Yah, and followed the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin. He departed not therefrom. So when you look at the start of this thing from the perspective of Israel in Samaria in verse 1, we have to go to, I believe it's First Kings 12 in order to understand the story of, and I'm just going to kind of just go there without staying there, just to show you it's there, I believe. Let me make sure. Yeah, 1 Kings 12. I said 12 and went to 11. Yeah, 1 Kings 12, verse 25 through 33 really tells you what Jeroboam did. 25 through 33. So just kind of read it on your own time. It says, then Jeroboam built Shechem in Mount Ephraim and dwelt therein. And Mount Ephraim is the same as Israel. Those 10 tribes. And dwelt there. And went out from thence and built a Penuel. Okay? And it said, Jeroboam said in his heart, now shall the kingdom return to the house of David. That's Judah. That's where David comes from, the tribe of Judah. And so he devised in his heart, okay, if the people go up to do sacrifice in the house of Yah at Jerusalem, then shall the heart of this people turn again to their Lord, even unto Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they shall kill me and go again after Rehoboam, king of Judah. So he set up idols. As you continue to read all of this down to verse 33, he set up idols, and it was an offense to Yah. Verse 30, and this thing, well, verse 29, and he set, verse 28, whereupon the king took counsel and made two calves of gold and said unto them, is it too much for you to go up to Jerusalem? Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Look what this man did.
So were they still telling that story, I guess, for them to know if they had made calf of gold, I guess?
It's in our nation's history. Because the same way we can go back and look on it, they didn't forget, they knew. Our history was passed down orally. And so, yeah, they knew the stories and all these different things like that. Matter of fact, one of the kings had to turn around and get rid of that snake that they made at the rod when they looked up to it because they had started worshiping it. We're a stiff-necked group of people, and we'll worship anything. Cars, houses, money, we'll worship anything. We will worship stuff. And so that's why we end up in the state that we're in most cases, and we don't understand why we're down in the streets, is because Yah is speaking to us as a nation and saying, turn to me, O backsliding people. Okay? So as you see this, you had anything else? Okay. Now, so as you see this here, he tells them, behold, these your gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And he said, one in Bethel and the other in Dan. And this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan. So that turned our nation to idol worshiping. And then when you get over in the 2 Kings, it's saying the same thing. Verse 2 Kings 13, verse 2. And he, these kings now, okay? And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yah and followed the sin of Jeroboam. So he had them idol worshiping. Okay? So when you look at the moral decay of the leaders, and then you see the nation follow that leadership, Yah is getting ready to judge those nations. It is a law that lets you know the seriousness of what's going on in this country and the state that it's in and what Yah is doing. Okay? Now, I'm going to exit out of this just to show you the connection to what was going on. You read that on your own time, 1 Kings 12. And so as you see it here, when we look at verse 3, saying the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Israel. Why? Because Jehu started doing the same thing that Jeroboam did. 1 Kings 12. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Israel, and he delivered them into the hand of Hazael, king of Syria. What do you mean by deliver? We were in bondage to him. And into the hands of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, all their days. Okay, so we're seeing these things take place. So when you look at this, verse 4 said, and Jehoahaz besought Yah, and Yah hearkened unto him, for he saw the oppression of Israel. Oppression, oppression, oppression. Is it sounding familiar? Oppression, distress, affliction. We're still being oppressed in affliction. Ask ourselves why. What we following? What we following? Okay? Now, as we continue through this, saw the oppression of Israel because the king of Assyria oppressed them. Now, let's come up to date. Why do you think you're seeing some changes taking place? It's because Israel now is starting to turn. We as a people are starting to turn, and we're starting to seek ways that's beyond what we've been doing that caused us to get put in the situations that we're in. We're starting to come together as a nation and depend upon one another in order to get things done instead of sitting around getting in the bed with the enemy to try to get them to do things that need to be done. History is repeating itself. Okay, now, as we look at these things, we see the evil. As the evil takes place, then we see the results. Destruction started happening to our nation. Now, you can look at this across the board. We can go to other scriptures and look at Yah brought down other nations because of the same wickedness. Okay, now, as we move through this, we'll look at another example here of 2 Chronicles 14. We're looking at how Yah operates when he deals with nations. It says, and Abijah slept with his father. That means he died. And they buried him in the city of David. So he's a descendant of David. And Asa, his son, reigned in his stead. In the days the land was quiet 10 years. Why? Why was it quiet 10 years? Verse 2, correct. And Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of Yah and his God. You see, one man who was a king of Israel, the 10 tribes, did do that which was evil. And you see another man who follows the laws and statutes of Yah. And he puts away, look what he does. Verse 3, for he took away the altars of the strange gods and the high places and break down the images and cut down the groves and commanded Judah to seek Yah, God of their fathers, and to do the law and the commandments. As the leader went, so the people. So when you bring it up to date now and you look at America, Trump is a reflection of the minds of the people. And Yah is the one who made the change. Now, I'm going to say it this way now. Truthfully speaking, the Most High God has always judged nations based upon the actions of his leaders, because their leadership is the mirrored image, the reflection of the people whom they lead. So people say, where did Trump come from? From the ones who he leading? How could somebody come to such power? Because it shows you the state of this country. Simply speaking, the corruption, division, and moral decay of leadership in America is the carbon copy of the corruption, division, and moral decay of its citizens. Why are we so amazed? The leadership is just acting like us. I like to say us because it keeps me grounded. So when I look at that leader and see him doing things that is outside the boundaries of the laws and judgments and statutes of the Most High God, and it is laced with hate and division and prejudice and systematic racism. When I see all these things, the first thing it makes me sit back and say, okay, what is going on in our country that allows him to lead?
I think it's almost like the country reacted to the black president.
That is a perspective that's true. Now, here's how serious this thing is. All signs are pointing to, when you look at it on the surface, but then when we see the work of Yah, we see the truth. When you look at it on the surface, all things are pointing to that he would have won again if it wasn't for COVID. He lost a lot of his own supporters because of how he handled COVID. But at the same time, there are things that we must understand, looking at the big picture of how Yah operates instead of how man operates. All those things are signs that lets us know what happened with Obama. The reason why they made certain decisions to put him in office, it was kind of like, okay, you scared us with that one, and we're going to put something in there that really reflects who we are. And when we put him in there, we evangelical preachers, we're going to all come in cahoots together because it is all about systematic racism and keeping us in the position that we're in, and we don't want to lose the power over this nation, so we're going to come together and we're realizing that we're getting small in numbers, but we're going to change laws and times, and we're going to change, put judges and all these in position to keep us in our
lofty position.
Yes. We're going to put all these things in place, so all these decisions are made to reflect what happens to us at each level of government. That's why Yah brought us out in numbers like you can't believe this year. Because Yah uncovered what they were trying to do systematically and said, let me show you as a people what you got to do in order to defeat this. Quit marching down the street. Put your pen on some paper and keep it that way from this point on. So we came together in a way that made a true difference, and now it's starting to cause a chain reaction in every form of government. Now there's some things really taking place. Well, that really has nothing to do with us when it comes down to it. It's all in Yah's timing. Yah said, I'm finna show them who God. Thus, I wrote about it ahead of time before the election was even over with that Trump was going to lose, because that's what Yah said. It ain't nothing they gonna do to change it. I was amazed, but then at the same time, I understood it. the depth that these people went through or still are going through to try to keep this man in office. And we talking about wickedness to the highest degree, from the pulpit to the White House. All these senators, all these people who sit there and make laws, I'm going to say it from this perspective, every day are the ones who are doing all this wickedness. And y'all say, I'm going to show you why he's at the top. Because that monster head that you see also has a body. And it's corrupt from the top down. What y'all did this year, he said, I'm finna show them all who God. I'm finna put fear in them, and have them calling on me, and I'm not going to even answer. Did you notice all the white evangelicals praying for Trump to win? Which makes it clear that they were praying against Yah's will. Because they are your same people who would take their kids to the lynching right before they went to church. The only difference is they're not doing it from trees now. They're doing it with a pen. Y'all just hear what I said. They're not lynching from trees. They're lynching from pens. They're changing laws. They're changing times. That's the spirit of the Antichrist. They are putting things in place for their best interest at everybody else's expense. And Trump is the reflection of that. And y'all say, I'm going to do something different. Now, this upcoming administration don't get a pass either. Because they just being a tool to carry out his will also. Okay. Now, as we look at this here, Daniel chapter 2, Yah makes it clear to us and to all those who have understanding how he operates. Daniel 2, we'll look at verse 20. We'll start at verse 20. Yeah, I just started verse 20. Read Daniel 2 on your own time, 1 and 2. Daniel 2, verse 20 says, Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of Yah forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. So when I say certain things and write certain things, that and a lot of time you have me to write things and reveal things before they happen, because that's his method of showing who he sent. Okay, he sent his prophets to reveal things that hasn't happened in order to bring about a separation of what belongs to Yah and what does not. What is tradition and what is not. What is religion and what is not. So wisdom and understanding comes from Yah. I don't have enough sense to know these things. It is the wisdom of Yah. Again, God breathes. It is his spirit, the wind, the breath of Yah, whereby he blowing us to have understanding. Verse 20. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of Yah, God, not Yah, forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the season. Who does it? Yah. I can have my time. I want to do something. Yah said, here, I'm the boss of that. I have seasons by which I want to accomplish things. Yah said, I'm the man. Here's the verse now. It has colon here. What does colon mean? Y'all talk to me.
What comes after the colon explains what comes before the colon.
What comes after the colon explains what comes before the colon. So he said, I change his time and season. He's letting you know. I change time and season. In other words, I remove a king in my time and in my season. And I'll set one up in my time and in my season. So when you get people that will say, Trump was not of God. Yes, he was. Y'all use tools. And not all of them are righteous. He called, was it Nebuchadnezzar's son? He called Nebuchadnezzar's throne his. Nebuchadnezzar didn't know y'all, he was wicked.
Same thing
as Pharaoh. I'm going to give me some honor out of him. I'm going to harden his heart. Why did he harden his heart? Why did y'all say I'm going to harden his heart? Because Pharaoh, his mindset as a leader, put him as a prime candidate to carry out the mission that y'all wanted to carry out against our nation. Why? Because our nation was worshiping the idols of Pharaoh in Egypt. So y'all said, oh, you going to divorce me and go after these owls? He said, I'm going to give you something. Just like you. And I'm going to use it as a tool to drive you back to me. Bring it up today. Y'all raised Trump up to expose America and to cause us to get on the same page as a people. For the first time, we looking like, oh, look at our power when we come together. Look at how much power we have. We actually changed the seat in the White House by Yah's will because he calls us to come together based upon us being oppressed and persecuted to the point where we said, we got to do something together. Made me come out of the house and vote. Yes.
This has been 74 years in the making.
Yes.
And it's, again, like you said, it's time and it's season. Sometimes you know you have a gift or you know there's something you can do and that you want to do and it's meant for you to do, but you can only do it in his time and his season. And if you attempt to do it outside of that, it's not going to work.
Not going to work. Good example. Here's the scripture to help you with that. I'll confirm that. Jeremiah 1, verse 4, said, a word of Yah came unto me, Jeremiah, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. I set you aside. How old is Trump? He was set aside before he was born. Okay? Came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Before Jeremiah was born, he was a prophet to the nation. Before I was born, I was a preacher. I didn't become a preacher in 1992 when I preached my first message. I was born one. Before I was born, Yah said, I call you to do what you do. And just like Mama Coach said, every time I try to jump out there before my time frame, y'all said, that ain't the season. That ain't the time. Go sit down. But wait a minute. I'm ready to go. I'm anointed. Sit down. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you a vision. And then almost 30 years later, you still going to be trying to push forward and get it and make it happen. But when my time frame comes, it's going to be like slicing a hot knife through butter. Nothing can stop it. Nothing could have stopped Trump being president in 2016. Because Yah wanted him to be president in 2016. That's why everybody was shocked. How did he win? I'm telling you how. 2020, how did he lose? I'm telling you how. Plus, I wrote about it weeks before it happened. Y'all's in total control. He's going to lose. This is what y'all told me was going to. Y'all said he's going to lose. Tell the world he's going to lose before it happened. I'm establishing something that I'm the man when it comes down to it. Y'all said, I'm the man. I got this. I just need a voice to tell people I'm the man. Well, you got a fool enough willing to do it. Because here's why I love my position. If I'm a liar, I can go crawl back under the rock I came out of from under. But if Yah is God, he's going to do everything that he said. And not one word I speak going to hit the ground. That means fall and become nothing. I love that position. No pressure on me. We just got to have confidence enough to say what he's telling us to say. You know, from my perspective, it wasn't easy to jump out there and say he's going to lose. Flesh was saying, boy, you're going to sure look bad if he don't lose. But I knew what y'all said. So now when we look at Daniel 2, anybody had something else to say before I move? Look at Daniel 2, verse 20. You said something else? Okay. Daniel 2, verse 20 says, Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of Yah forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he, Yah, changes the time and the nation, meaning that it is connected to this. Yah said, I want a nut to be president for 4 years. To expose the nuttiness of this nation. And right in the middle of their rejoicing and think they got it, everything wrapped up because nothing has stopped them until that point, I'm going to show them who God. And I'm going to leave that nut as well as the nuts who follow them dumbfounded because I'm going to show that I am God and I can change whatever I want to change. But who would want to serve a God like this? That means it don't matter who's standing in front of us. It don't matter who's standing in front of you. If y'all want to move them, who going to stand? It don't matter who you stand in front of. If y'all want you to stand, who going to move you? I got to go back to that book again. He said, you ain't through with that. I got to go back to Jeremiah and show you. Look what Jeremiah said. He tells Jeremiah, I formed thee and called you a prophet. Jeremiah said, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak for I am a child. But the Lord said unto him, say not I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, said Yah. Then Yah put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and Yah said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over nations and over kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and to build and to plant. Moreover, the word came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I see a rod of an almond tree. Then Yah said unto me, thou hast well said, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And you think he ain't going to tell me to do something, and I ain't going to jump out there with my chest stuck all out and ready to go? You got to know your God. We just like Jeremiah. We sit there and be like, I can't do that. Not me. I'm just a kid. Who am I? I'm not anybody. I'm nobody. How can I stop all this? Yah said, go stand before nations. Tell him what I'm going to do and watch me perform it. Don't be concerned about how big time and how much clout they have and how much authority they have in this world. He said, because they're not going to be able to come near you. Daniel 2 again. It says, and he changes the times and the season. He removeth kings. Look at the word removeth. Y'all know I love words. The word removeth means depart, pass away. And I like the word sitteth up. It means appoint. So in a nutshell, what Yah is saying, I appoint a king, I also remove him. Trump was appointed. How do you know? He sit in the seat. Y'all said 4 years a year is enough. I'm doing something else. And since I'm doing something else, I need to appoint somebody else. Thus you have Biden. All we were was tools that put the pen to the paper to fulfill Yah's appointed time and season. He removeth kings and sitteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep secret, verse 22. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness and the light that dwelleth with him. O give thanks. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou Yah of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might and has made me known unto me, has made known unto me what we desire of thee. For thou hast now made known unto the king, unto us the king's matter. I'll tell you how I'm gonna work with the kings. Verse 23, what is the king's matter? The king thing, commandment, discourse, word. That's when I'm ready to expose the king about that. Yeah, this is wonderful news. It's wonderful news to know that regardless of what's going on in this earth, Yah is always in control. And whatever he allows to take place, it is because that is his season and his time frame in order for it to take place. And our responsibility is just to trust him and to know that however way he's working it out, it is for our benefit, whether good or bad. What is COVID? Y'all working it out. Even if it's wicked, even if it's some kind of something that's man-made, y'all said, I allowed it. Someone says to them, close. Remember when all these preachers, I mentioned it earlier, all these preachers were praying that Trump would win? And Yah exposed them for the selfishness and the lack of respect. And it amazes me their mindset and how they'll say, well, you know, like how one person put it, says, it's amazing how they'll talk about, you know, the reason why I didn't vote for Biden is because, you know, he allow gay rights, and then he's not pro-life. But then, you know, individuals say, yeah, but that same black baby that they're trying to protect, they won't protect once it's a grown man. They'll allow him to get shot on the streets and won't say a word. When the last time you saw your white evangelicals stood up and said it is wrong to kill those black people for no reason at all. They're not going to say that because they're the same people as the one who back in the day were taking their kids to the lynchings, and like I said, went to church right after. And a lot of things they did in the name of the Lord. When you look at it on the surface, they appear to be spiritual. Yes?
God has a lot of patience.
Yes, he does.
Because, you know, he's not like man, because man would have done something. But he said,
I would have been slicing, cutting people thousands of years ago.
But he knows what the end game is. So just like, you know, Trump's 74 years, he came on the scene. He knows what the end is, so, you know, he can do that. He has it like that, but just from a human perspective, it's, well, he's very patient.
That's why he says 1,000 years as a day to me. Mm-hmm. Oh, 1,000 years went by? No different than a day, buddy. I got time. Look at, here's why these people prayed, and it's hilarious now. I've learned to accept what things are. How can I put this? My Christian eyes are no longer there. Y'all know what I mean by Christian eyes? We don't see nothing. All we can do, we see good in the devil. I know some Christian folks who tell me they believe the devil can go to heaven. They don't see bad in nothing. I have learned through the wisdom of Yah that there is an enemy. And the enemy uses people. And whoever the enemy uses, they are an enemy. I've learned to quit seeing everything through Christian eyes. And I've learned to see people in certain perspective for what they truly are. And when you look at these evangelical preachers who will confess Jesus, Jesus, Jesus in their pulpit. And the majority of us, or I'm not going to say majority, a lot of us as black people attend their churches, it's almost like it's a slap in the face to take our money and to preach to us, but then at the same time remain silent when things happen to us as a people. And then actually pray for someone who Yah is taking down to continue that reign. And as I was pondering this, Yah gave me James 4, verse 3. He says, ye ask. That's for anybody. Yah said, anytime you ask something and don't get it, he said, because you ask amiss. Amiss means evil. These people prayed evil prayers. James 4, verse 3 says, ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss. When you look at the word amiss and look at the definition of that word, amiss means badly, physically or morally, diseased, evil, grievously, miserably, sick, sore. You were listening to, or we were listening to, morally sick people. Pray. Honestly, I could have cared less who win or who won, because I understand who's in control. If Trump had won, it was because y'all wanted to do something with him. Biden has won because he wanted to do something with him and Camilla. So President Biden and Vice President Harris, y'all want to do something with him these next 4 years. And like every leader who has been put in that position of leadership has a choice to do that which is right and good or do that which is evil. And y'all will respond accordingly. But because we made decisions and voted according to how y'all led us to do in order to bring them about that victory, we now have a moral accountability to make sure that we hold them accountable. We can't just vote for them and then just sit back and say, woo-hoo, all we want to do is get Trump out of office. No, we now have to be accountable and say, okay, there are certain standards and certain things that need to take place in order to benefit mankind in this country. What are y'all willing to do? I gave you my vote. What are you willing to do? If you're not willing to do anything, then guess what's going to happen in the next 4 years? Y'all going to use us to do something else. And last thing, have y'all been hearing about how these senators and things like that, the games they've been playing to try to keep him in office? It is amazing. It's criminal stuff.
On full display to the whole world.
Full display.
But they feel like they're untouchable.
Yes. Why do they feel that way? That leader is a reflection of how this whole country feels. Thus, people pull upside you and feel like they have a right to tell you where you're supposed to be and how you're supposed to be there and where you can go and get in your place. It is the reflection from the bottom to the top. So what y'all is doing is this. He is judging this nation from the pulpit all the way up to the White House. He's judging. Judgment first begin in the household of Yah. What is the household of Yah? We are his people. We're the household of Yah. So all these things that you see that's happening to us is Yah judging us to cause us now to start crying out to him and start coming together as a people so that he can start making some changes like these, because he's getting prepared to fulfill Acts chapter 7, verse 6 and 7. After 400 years, he's bringing us out with great substance. That's what he's getting ready to do. Last thing, I'm trying to land this plane. Do you understand why reparations never get anywhere? Do you truly understand it? It's because the people who are sitting in those Senate seats are just like that leader. And when that discussion hit their desk, they neglect it every time, because they are the white supremacists that is keeping the people oppressed and refuse to give those reparations to the people who are descendants of the slave trade. But Yah says, in my season and in my time, I'm going to bring you out with great substance. The same way we left Egypt with great substance, we're leaving out of here with great substance. They going to pay. But in Yah's timing and in Yah's season, they have no choice. And I get a lot of them that ask me, they'll say, well, Lon, listen, why do we have to pay for the sins of our fathers? our fathers are the one did that to your fathers. Why do we have to pay for that? Because you like your father.
And you're still benefiting
from your father's activities.
And we're still being treated.
And we're still being treated the same way because of what our fathers did in disobeying the law, statutes, and judgment. It's all happening because of our fathers. And we're continuing in the path of our fathers. Israel, the reason why we're still down in the streets is because we're continuing the same sin that our fathers did. The reason why these other nations are going to be judged is because they're continuing in the same sins of their fathers. They haven't changed. The man said hello and they just shot him. Well, he shouldn't have held up his hand when he said hello. He just should have said hello. Always excuse, because they're like their fathers. That's why it's always an excuse. Yeah, I look at certain situations, I'd be like, yep, I would have shot him too. Yep, I would have. You know? But then there are other circumstances where you'd be like, man, this is just wrong. But you never hear those people say that because they're just like their father. That's why y'all gonna judge it. That's why he is judging it. They're operating in the sins of their father. Every law has been passed to benefit them and to oppress us. You think I'm kidding? Try it out. Pick one. Gun control, that's about us. Anything across the board, any law you look at, it is sit there because of us. So this is where we are. And now we understand the state of this country. So these next 4 years, what we see is going to be a reflection of us as a country. We're going to get exactly what we are. So there's a bunch of division and if that stuff is going to continue on these next 4 years, that's what we're going to get. It's not going to get any better. You know, Karen and Ken just going to do it another way. All right, any questions, comments? We good? All right, I'll stop here. Father, Yah, we just bless you for just revealing to us that leadership is a reflection of the people or the citizens of the country that he or she leads. And we just ask you to give us the wisdom to be right and good leaders so that mentality can be a reflection throughout our ministry. And we just bless you for allowing us to understand these things and to be able to see your work, your hand in all things, and to honor you as the God who is in total control. And we bless you for who you are. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen. Amen.